Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free million bottle giveaway with free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. Call now for your 100% risk-free trial giveaway of Proactiv, including two free extras and free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-1830. That's 1-800-489-1830.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
That's right, it's Monday again already. If you have a tech question, this is your time to talk to Jose Hernandez. It could be about your phone, could be about your computer, your laptop, your iPad, your iPod, your television. If it's electronic, he will try to help you. I will give you the numbers. You call now. And it's first come, first serve. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. Most of the lines coming in are to that number. Can't get in there. Here's an alternative. 1-888-550-KTRS, which is, of course, 5877. And please don't forget that Jose is brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. You will be as surprised as I was the first time I ever went in one. I thought, well, it'll just be some vacuum cleaners. It is. And a whole lot more. Oric presents Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm good. I don't have anything that's broken. I don't have anything I can't figure out. You guys have anything?
No.
So we have nothing to throw at you, and you throw something at us.
Happy birthday to Twitter.
Eight
years old.
Yeah.
They still haven't figured out what to do with it, but it's 8 years old now. So
you know, one of the things they're doing that irritates me is, and I saw this yesterday, and this really, really irritates me. One of the news stations finished the story on the Malaysian aircraft, mm-hmm. and then they said, tweet us your thoughts on what you think happened to the plane. Now, to me, that is an absolute waste of everybody's time. Who cares what the average Joe thinks happened to that plane? It's like, I think sometimes they think that they have to put everything out for texting and voting or tweeting.
Well, yeah, and the other new thing is while you're watching a show and something happens,
showing the tweet,
they'll have a hashtag up in the corner like, Brandy just smacked, Brandy smacked face or whatever.
Well, they do it on Dancing with the Stars and a lot of other shows. During the show, they crawl what listeners or what viewers are tweeting. It's stupid. It's stupid.
Yeah, I'm not a...
I don't. So happy birthday, Twitter.
Happy birthday, Twitter. LG is in the smart lighting industry. They just released a bulb called the Smart Bulb. It says it's going to reduce energy consumption by 80% over incandescent bulbs.
That's a lot.
It can function as an alarm. It will slowly illuminate in the morning to wake you.
Whoa.
It has a party mode that turns the lights on and off in sync with music. It has a security mode capable of adjusting the lights while you're away from the house. And it will supposedly last 10 years, and it only costs about $32.
Meet the Jetsons.
Yeah.
It also has an Android and an iPhone app that if you get a text message, it'll flash the lights telling you you've got a call or a text message coming in.
Jose, are you familiar with Quirky?
I am.
I wasn't until this weekend. And I guess it was 60 Minutes, or I forget who it was. Somebody had had a great segment on Quirky. What an interesting operation that is. And they give you...
Yeah, explain. I don't know what that
is. Well,
real
quickly, what they do is if you have... And Jose, you jump in and help me if I get this wrong, but... If somebody has an idea, and even if it's a kind of a quirky idea, and you don't have the wherewithal to get it patented, to get rights, to get it manufactured, get it marketed, they take it, and if they like it, they put it in with their quirky line of products. And you, as the inventor or the idea person, get 10%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but if something sells... $10 million worth of itself,
yep.
You get $1 million. And all you really did was go to them and turn it over to them, and you sign a thing, and they guarantee you 10%. It's really interesting.
It's kind of the American Idol of ideas.
Well, there, and there was one guy that they interviewed on there, too. They gave it an example. He drove in, it was some city, Detroit, Manhattan, whatever, and he would see big apartment buildings with window unit air conditionings hanging out of the windows. And he said every time he looked up, he kept thinking, isn't it too bad somebody doesn't come up with a way that these people can turn those window units on and off and regulate them from their smartphones?
Right.
So that's all he had was that in his head. And he went to them. They went to, I don't know, MIT or where. And sure enough, it's on the market. You can control. There's a window unit now with a Wi-Fi control system in it that you can activate from your smartphone. And they said in the first year, he will get $750 to $1 million.
Wow.
And all it was an idea. So they did the legwork. They did the research and development. They did the marketing. It's pretty interesting. Call Quirky if you want to check into it. Sorry, I got sidelined.
No, that's fine. April 8th, Windows XP, currently installed in a little over 20% of all PCs in the United States. Microsoft is going to end support for it. They're no longer going to, basically, it's now going to be the bastard child of Microsoft. The Malwarebytes folks have pledged a lifetime support for XP users. They have a new anti-malware product called Anti-Malware Premium Suite. It has five different functions in it, and for basically $24.95, you can protect up to three PCs in your house or your business with it.
And isn't the obvious reason for stopping support to get people to buy another product?
Actually, that's part of it. The other part is it's costing them more and more and more to continue to support it.
Yeah, I mean, they have all their, you know, workers in support working over four or five different operating systems.
Right, so they're just sunsetting this one so they can go to Windows 7 and Windows 8. Probably by this time next year, Windows 9 will be available. So
it's okay.
Just Microsoft trying to make a little more money because they don't have enough as it is.
That's right.
Last but not least, Walmart has entered the pre-owned game trade similar to GameStop. Actually, starting this week, they will buy your used games from you. They'll give you store credit for the trade-ins, and it can be applied to any purchase at Walmart or Sam's Club, either in the store or online. And here shortly this summer, they're going to figure out how to start selling them back. So another option if you're going to buy
GameStop
or sell used games.
Is that only pre-owned games, GameStop?
No, they do some new stuff.
Okay.
But that's the biggest used game trading house currently is GameStop.
All right. Anything else?
No, sir.
All right. One last time for the phone numbers, and then we start picking these calls up. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We start with Dennis. Dennis, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Dennis.
I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jose, I was going to update my operating system, and I didn't know if 7 was, seven was better or 8, or should I wait till 9?
Well, if you've got XP and you're not going to spend some money on some of the products that are used to make it secure, you definitely want to upgrade. I know Microsoft is offering up to $100 rebate for some of the stuff you can buy from the Microsoft Store online for Windows 8 PCs. Probably the least desktop shock is going to be going to Windows 7 for you. Still has a start button, still has a desktop that you're used to. Windows 8 came out shortly thereafter. They came out with a major update to Windows 8.1. I don't know that the major bugs are worked out of 8 yet. So unless you're kind of adventuresome, wouldn't necessarily experiment with 8. I'd probably go ahead with 7.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Next up is Nancy. Nancy, say hi to Jose. Nancy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine now that you've spoken. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Nancy.
I have a quick question. I recently inherited from my late husband hundreds of used CDs and the old floppy disk, and I need to know how to destroy all these. What's the best way?
You don't want to keep any of them?
Nope.
I don't. You can if you have a shredder, most shredders will shred compact discs and floppy discs.
Now, do the CDs have something on them, or are they blank?
Yes. No, they all have records. He was a great record keeper, and all of his spreadsheets and, you know, just useless to me.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant records like old music recordings, but it's just...
No. Okay. Just mostly spreadsheets from our finances.
And Jose, what do you say she should do?
You can, most shredders will shred those.
If you, paper shredder will shred a CD?
Yeah, most of the current ones will shred. They're built to shred CDs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
If you don't have one or don't want to go buy one, there if you can you can Google in your area, there are companies that do professional shredding that you can just take them to. The other thing you could do is if you want to have a nice bonfire out in the backyard, a couple squirts of barbecue lighter fluid should take care of all of it.
Hey, okay, well, that sounds pretty easy to do then.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And Nancy, if you, I know like First Community Credit Union, a couple times a year they have a big shredding day, and I've been to a couple of these, and you just go to whatever location it is and take, I mean, anything and everything, and it just chews it all up. I bet if you Googled places to take stuff to shred in the St. Louis area, I'll bet you several things will come up.
Okay, I'll try that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Didn't Nancy's, need to take over as co-host.
Here. Nancy's city government may also do a shredding day.
There you go. We did one. We took, I want to say it was a church parking lot, a school parking lot or something. And if I'm not mistaken, we took, like, they literally chewed up old keyboards and monitors. Is that does that sound right?
Have you ever seen those big
like
shredders that'll do a car?
Shredder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Those
refrigerators,
things are fun
couches,
to watch. Yeah,
everything.
They just eat them up into
bits. It's like
bits.
A big grinder.
Yes.
Yeah, because I remember taking a couple old TVs and stuff that's just worse than, and they said, yep, we'll take them. They took them and they just tossed them in there, and you could just hear eating it up inside. I think Beverly is next. Beverly, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Beverly. How are you?
Okay. I have a laptop computer, and I'll be working on it, and all of a sudden it just, freezes, and then it just sits there for a few minutes, and then it'll make this ding, 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 ding sound, and it starts up again.
Yep, it's probably getting hot.
Okay.
Is it on a tabletop by itself, or is it sitting on your lap?
Usually on my lap.
Yeah. If it's on your lap, are you nude when you're doing it? It could be getting hot because of that. Are you nude?
No.
Well, I'm just checking.
Yeah.
How old is your laptop, Beverly?
It's about 3 years old, but for about a year and a half, I didn't have internet, so it doesn't have a lot on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's aggravating. You know, I'll be working, and all of a sudden, it just freezes.
I know that there are some big box stores in the St. Louis area that will make a little, basically a pad that sits underneath it that has fans that'll help cool it. That would be my recommendation, or you can have it cleaned out because sometimes they get overheated because dust starts to build up inside.
Okay.
And they need to be cleaned out in order for the airflow to be good enough to keep them cool.
Okay. My sister asked me, I don't know anything at all about computers, and she asked me the other day on the phone, have I cleaned out my cookies? And I said, I don't eat cookies when I'm on my computer. I don't know what cookies are.
I've never understood that. I'm with you.
The cookies are not causing your machine to hang up and reboot.
Yeah, okay.
You're okay
what
there.
What are they?
Cookies are little individual text files that keep track when you visit a web page. When you go to a web page first off and you click on a link, the next time you visit that web page, that link is a different color. It's like letting you know you've been there already.
Yeah, purple.
Purple, whatever color. That information is kept in what's called a cookie.
Huh. So you need to go in every once in a while to clean all that out, right?
If you're going to a lot of places on the web, yes.
Okay. All right, well, I'll get something to set that computer on because that is very aggravating. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Beverly. It almost sounds dirty, doesn't it? Clean your cookies out of your computer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds bad. I think we have two Steves here. Let's go with Steve number one. Steve, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Steve?
AM and the PM, guys.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I knew I was Steve number one.
Yeah,
all right.
Sure.
Hey, I got a couple questions here. I think I've eliminated my cable coming into the house. I have a sound bar, Sony sound bar.
Yes.
And occasionally, it'll just be real staticky, and it'll stay that way until I turn the channel and turn it back.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a provider or not, but I did try it for a while just using the television speaker alone, and it did it one time. So I'm thinking it may be the feed coming in.
Yeah, that's what I would recommend. It's probably the provider giving you the signal.
Well, because I had them come out, and they changed some small lines to the bigger ones.
Right.
Something about the ground and everything. I noticed, too, Jose, when the picture changes or goes to a commercial, when it fades and then that picture comes back up, I lose the first couple of words of each time that picture comes up. You follow me?
Yeah, because it's high def, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the digital compression they're using for your high def.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Digital compression?
Are you using HDMI from the box to the receiver or from the box to the television and then the receiver?
I have an HD box. From what I understand, I should have HD from the outside coming into that box.
Is it three of the cable, like the RCA jacks that are, it's red, blue, and green, or are they the HDMI cable?
Okay. That I'm not sure of.
Okay, you might want to check and make sure that it's the HDMI, you have HDMI input going to the television or to the receiver and then the TV?
I do.
Okay, because that should help with the problem. I would recommend just trading your box in, get you a new box.
I did that. I did it on both my televisions. And, you know, then they're sending this thing out that everybody's got to go digital. It's like, well, give it to me in the first place. I should have had it all this time.
Yeah.
You know?
The
so it's really aggravating to have the guy come out here for an hour.
Well, he got paid one way or the other.
Well, sure he did.
The other recommendation would, you might want to select a different television provider.
Television provider. Okay. I mean, there's no setting on my television that I've...
No. The television just receives a signal. All of the encoding comes from the box itself.
Okay.
What if they swapped his box out and replaced the box? Could the box be bad?
He said he just replaced both boxes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I missed that part.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah, they could have replaced them with bad boxes if you want to try it again.
Yeah, then, okay, I'll try it. But, that, you know, it really sucks because you lose everything that you got saved on those.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for the info. I guess maybe on their end, have them come back out and check the signals again? Or?
Absolutely. You're paying for it.
Amen.
All right, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Is Steve number two still on hold?
Yes.
Let's go to him. Steve number two, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, and gentlemen, AM into PM.
There you go. Thank you.
I am so excited to be on here with you guys because, Jose, I think you need your own show. You're that good. You need your own show, brother.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
He didn't have the money to pay for his own show. That's how it works now.
Okay. Hey, I got about three questions, if I may. Number one, what do you know of Office 365?
It is Microsoft Office product in the cloud.
Do you recommend that? Is that fairly still new, that it's some bugs in it, you think, or what are your thoughts?
Recommending it's pretty good. It depends on what you're going to do with it. I mean, are you worried about storing your documents in the virtual world versus having them stored locally? The nice thing about 360 is your documents are available from the cloud on any machine you go to.
You think that would be fairly secure?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the cloud is fairly secure. Well, unless you're the NSA.
Well,
Nothing is secure from those people.
Okay. Now, that precedes me to go to this, my second question, please. Talk about antivirus programs and malware bytes. Number one, give me your top two favorites. Super antivirus programs.
I actually have three of them listed on the website at KTRS.com. So if you'll visit the show page underneath the large morning show in the afternoon, Frank Opinion, page down a little bit, there's a tab that says Tech Questions that has the links to all of them. Avast, AVG, and Komodo are the three best.
What's the first one?
Avast.
Avast, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about SOPHOF?
Sofas? Yeah, it's not bad either. That's a pay service, though.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so you can get Norton and Symantec are also pay services. You can get McAfee's a pay service.
But if free works, go with free.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
What is malware bytes that beneficial to receive?
Yes.
It's the pro versions of AVG or malware bytes worth upgrading and paying for.
It depends how often you're going to monitor them. The free ones, you have to initiate the scans. Paid versions for them will actually do it automatic and add some other cool little features in there for you.
Okay. What do you like between a Mac and a regular PC?
I am a big fan of PCs, not so much of the Apple products.
All right. Gentlemen, look at that. Bam, bam, bam.
He's boom. So done. Finished.
Thank you.
Steve, thank you. And then we'll wrap it up with Marianne. Marianne, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Marianne.
I have kind of a question that's not having anything to do with computers, but on Twitter, I don't do Twitter, but I keep hearing hashtag this and hashtag that. To me, it looks like a pound sign.
Yes,
it is.
What's the difference, and why do they call it hashtag?
They call it hashtag because that happens to be the name of the pound sign when using Twitter. Versus the
That's
at,
all there is to it?
Yeah, versus the at sign that they used to use, which is the A with the circle around it.
Okay.
A with the circle around it became more for email when you're so-and-so uh-huh. at something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's just an informal way of starting threads.
Okay.
Because when you hashtag something, it shows
do you
up.
Put it at the
you can
end?
Search underneath that. Yeah.
Does the hashtag go at the end? In other words, if I said tech questions, hashtag Jose, would that be a tweet?
Yep. That would be a tweet.
So, and everybody okay. also then puts hashtag the same hashtag?
Right. So then when you're searching the hashtag, you could search the hashtag Jose.
Okay.
And all of the tweets, that whole thread would show up underneath that hashtag.
Got it. All right. Good question, Marianne. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. I'm with her, man. I'm Twitter illiterate. I don't have any reason to tweet. I don't have anything I think is interesting enough that nobody wants to know what I'm doing every 10 minutes, and I don't care what anybody else is doing.
One of the best apps I've seen for Twitter is called Quitter.
Quitter. Good one.
You load it, and it tells you when people quit following you and under what tweet they quit.
See, I like Quitter. So would you be tweeting if you're on Quitter? I guess that would be a tweet.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, let's do this again next week.
Sounds dirty.
Say. You want to do it again next week?
Yes, please.
All right, Jose Hernandez, everybody. Give it up.
Yeah.
If you want to contact him, you can do that at his email address, which is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. We thank the folks at Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Joining us now live from Florissant, Missouri, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, Johnny Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
Fantastic. How
it's
are
been
you?
A while. It's been a while. We haven't talked in over a week.
I have missed you so much.
Well,
and I know that you won't reciprocate and tell me that you've missed me, but
no, it's just
I
not
can
the way.
Kind of tell it in your voice.
Yeah, I generally don't talk
little,
that
I
way
can
to
tell
men.
A little bit in your voice.
Yeah. Well, as long as you can tell it, that's all that matters.
Just a little bit, though. Not a lot. Just a little bit in your voice.
Now, can we talk at all about where you were?
No.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's just
on assignment.
On assignment with my beautiful wife Mimi and our young son Tim on a and a senior in high school.
Well, okay, now we're going to talk about it, and I'd like to. I think we should. You were a chaperone couple.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. With some other awesome friends and parents of just some great young. Seniors in high school who I've watched grow and develop, and some very near and dear to me since I coached them in hockey. But, well, of course, Timmy Londoff, very near and dear. And it's just unbelievable to watch these young adults, just grow, and they're polite. They're so nice, and they're just great kids. And, you know, it's really awesome.
Here's what I think is sad. I know that the school your son goes to, they have a senior trip, but I think most public school senior trips went away 20 years ago. They did away with them because these knuckleheads did some things, and we became a real litigious society, and everybody wants to sue everybody. So the result is nobody gets to go on a senior trip, and I think that's very sad because I remember, look, I was a kid in high school who was not a real popular kid, and I wasn't on the committee of anything or the student council. I didn't play a sport. But, man, that senior trip, when we loaded up the school buses and headed for Lake of the Ozarks, I know there were adults there, but for the life of me, I can't remember who they were or how many. All I know was the girl that I liked to make out with was on that trip, and that's all we did. I don't even know if it was 3 days. It was probably a 3-day weekend, Lake of the Ozarks. We made out till our lips were bleeding. It was great. It was so fantastic. And that's when they had these ski lift cable-type chairs that at the lake like they used to have in the Clarksville Sky Lift. You know what I'm talking about,
right.
Those things. They had those
right.
at the lake back then.
Yeah.
And we'd get up there and just ride over and over and over and just sit up there and make out with each. It was great.
I notice you're talking a lot about making out with.
Well, that is when you're in high school, that's everything. It's everything.
Does your wife listen to this program? I know it was
no,
a long time
she
ago.
Doesn't. No, she doesn't.
So, So Mimi and I were both talking about how where did we go on a senior trip? I'm like, my buddies and I from Lutheran North, I think we drove ourselves to Montauk or Bennett Springs for a few days, and we went drop fishing. That was we took care of ourselves. You know, we wouldn't our parents were busy back then. And, you know, they wouldn't have thought about taking us, you know, somewhere for, you know, 4 or 5 days. But, hey, we had a great time, a lot of bonding with Tim, because this August, when he goes off to college, you know, it's going to be tough, going to be sad on his mom and myself.
But, Let me ask you a question. How many seniors were on this trip?
I think we had about 44, 45 people total.
How many adult couples?
I want to say there's 24 students, so that would be about 18 to 20 parents.
Holy mackerel.
Chaperones.
Wow.
That's a lot of parents for that size group.
A lot of parents, a lot of great parents. Just had a great time, and good to get back home and talk about all of the AM and the PM listeners that bought cars.
Let's hear about them.
James and Jennifer Wright. From O'Fallon, Missouri. James and Jennifer, thank you so much. AM and the PM, new 2014 Tahoe. And I know, just because I'm on the air with you, that's the only reason that they came in from O'Fallon, Missouri.
Well, I think you'd say that probably about 70% of your business.
Oh, about 70%.
Okay, 60.
Michael Alt from Wildwood, Missouri.
Michael, yeah.
You have to be wild to live in Wildwood.
I live there, and I'm not wild.
PM, great guy, 2014 Silverado. Thank you, Michael Alt. And as we speak, they're listening in their car right now, Don and Tina Tonzer. Don and Tina from Jerseyville, Illinois.
Big
AM of the PM, huge AM of the PM. Talked to him twice, great guy. Haven't had a chance to meet Tina, can't wait to meet her. On their way right now, they're going to take delivery of a brand-new diamond white Tahoe from Chip Unterberg, our internet manager, and having a chance to talk with Don, best experience he's ever had. The only reason.
Well, hold on. Best car buying experience. Not the best experience.
Car buying experience.
Yeah.
Only because of me being so funny on the program.
Who?
John
because I'm so funny when we're on the air together.
Oh. He's wanting us to buy into this thing that he makes the segment, you know.
I don't make it. I mean, you were doing really well way before I ever got on the air, but I've done my part, I'd have to say.
Wouldn't you say that the best experience of your life, not car buying experience, but best experience is your very first sexual encounter? Isn't that probably most people's best experience?
I'd like to stay on the topic of Don. he said, I bought many cars. He goes, and really, he goes, you're Chip Unterberg and Mark Thornton. He goes, unbelievable. We got unbelievable people. So, you know, thank you to the great people, the great team of Johnny Long Duck Chevrolet. Because I kind of feel like we're all a big family. You know, the AM and the PM, you know, show and the Johnny Long Duck Chevrolet team. I mean, we're just one big, happy, kind of a big, happy, hugging family, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hugs. Nothing wrong with. I mean, I cannot wait to see you again soon, and you're getting a big hug, buddy.
Well, I mean,
can't
wait for that. Cannot wait for
that. Hey, hold on, Ian. You're not escaping. Ian, you're a little bit of a hugger.
Oh, sure.
You need to go Google and get some YouTube videos of a guy named Leo Buscaglia. Leo Buscaglia, I used to watch on Channel 9. He was the hug doctor, and he believed that everybody should hug everybody all the time. Every time you saw anybody, you should hug them. Leo Buscaglia, the hug doctor.
Hmm.
CBS Sunday morning, just a few Sundays ago.
I doubt it, because he's been...
There are professional people that's what they do. They come to your house, I think.
And hug?
They hug you. Yeah.
Wow, that's sad.
Hug therapists.
So you have to... You pay people to come to the house and hug you?
There are people that are paid huggers.
Wow. That's interesting.
You know?
That's kind of sad, though, if you have to pay somebody to come over and hug you. That's sad.
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, you know...
If I'm going to pay, I want a happy hug, happy ending hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a hug and a little more.
Give me a hug and a tug.
Lower.
I'm the tug doctor.
Hug and a tug.
Hug doctors, huh?
Yeah. A hug and a tug.
I think one lady, she used to work, in corporate world. She goes, no, I'm a hug doctor. She goes, it's just like a massage therapist, but... You know, minus all the oil and everything else. Just a lot of.
Yeah, you don't want a hug with oil. If they oil you down when they hug you, that's not good.
Well, you slip right off.
That's crossing the line, probably.
I don't care for that.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
You know, getting a little weird. Well, then one thing's for sure. There's nothing weird about the AM and the PM.
Right? No.
They're unbelievable people. Yes, they're all funny. They're great. I can't wait to call and reach out to James and Jennifer Wright and say hello to them and Michael Alt, because I call and talk personally to... to the AM, PM crowd, because you know what? They make me laugh. They're funny. Everyone that listens has a great sense of humor, and they love life. They really enjoy your show and everything that, what all you're about, Mr. Pinion, really. I mean, you serve this community like no one else.
Let me ask you, I know you're on the other talk station with the guy over there, and that station is not funny. And it's not a station that makes people laugh when if any of his listeners ever come in to buy a car. How do you deal with that? Because you like fun people.
I'd like to buy a car.
And you like a good joke. How do you deal with deaf people, one leg in the grave, coming from that other station? How do you handle them? Do you deliberately try to not be funny because you don't want to put them off?
Well,
they're used to not being.
Yeah, they're used to serious talk.
It's hard for me not to be funny, Frank.
I bet that throws them though, because they're not used to that.
How about a little bit of positive reinforcement on that statement? I mean, I just obviously they're customers. We treat everybody.
Don't they want to talk about like less? Market,
but the AM and the PM crowd, if you ask all of the teammates, the great employees that make Johnny Long of Chevrolet, what it is, we love the AM and the PM listeners because they're just different. They're cool. It's cool to be AM and the PM.
That's exactly right.
You know what? Now the sticker. It's cool to be AM and the PM.
Let's work on that sticker.
If you laugh, it probably throws him off, too.
Yeah.
What was that?
I never hear that on Walter Brennan's show.
What do you call that you're doing?
Is that what they call humor?
Yeah. I want to talk about last night's council meeting.
Yeah. Can't we talk about the governor's race or something? Would you like to give us a...
I just want to tell you, we're open late tonight. We'll be there as late as your awesome listeners want to keep us there. And we will take great care of them. A lot of inventory. A big, big number that we need to hit for the quarter and for the month of March. General Motors puts a lot of pressure over one of their top dealers, and we're proud of that, and it's because of you.
How do they do that? How do they put pressure? Did somebody call you toward the end of the month and go,
our district sales manager came in today, Mike Kearns, and he said, hey, we need you to take, like every other week we order product. He goes, hey, I just need you to take another 73 vehicles.
Now, another 73?
Yeah, on top of... I love this line. I love it. He goes, you won't see that product until summertime.
Hey, Peon, like
a year away.
Peon, give me the Godfather music. You have the Godfather music
here? Yeah.
Hold on. Here's what I imagine the call would sound like coming to John Landoff toward the end of the month from General Motors.
This is
any minute now we'll have that music.
Yeah.
It'll be here any second. No, it'll be here, trust me. Any second. Just and literally any second.
Yeah.
It'll be here. Now it's starting to get uncomfortable. Now it is uncomfortable. And now it's past the point. There it is. That's not it. That's a different one.
What is a different one?
That's not the one we normally play. Turn it up.
Hold on here.
Get the other one. Now we're not turning back now. We're going through with this.
Do we have a long weekend or something here?
It's becoming very long. No. Peon,
have the other one.
Oh, my goodness. Get a Buse boy on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Get him on the phone. No, that won't work. No, it's not. No. He knows the one we kill it. It's okay. We'll save that bit for later. Can we have a phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at londoff.com. L-O-N-D-O-F-F. And transportation dreams coming true every day. Every day. A lot of Londoff love. So come and see us and
get a hug.
You get one.
Okay. Get a hug. All right. All right, John. We'll send them.
All right. All right.
Thank you. Now, I got to tell you, that was embarrassing. What happened to our Godfather music?
I don't know. It's missing.
That was embarrassing. What do you mean it's missing?
It's missing.
As in somebody else, like, I don't know, McGraw or somebody took it out to sabotage the show? Or
yes.
Carney, John Carney, think he took it?
Yes.
Is it literally gone?
It's missing.
Well, we have to replace it. That's
MIA?
Crucial. That's a crucial part of the show.
Oh,
if you
my.
Get back to me, if you find it.
All right.
Otherwise, we're going to have to put out like an email to all the rest of the KTRS people. You know, beware, thief on board, thief in the building.
And that's so unusual
in
radio.
Not the first time.
No, it happens. We thought we'd cleaned it up, but apparently we didn't.
No.
And that's what they do. They'll pick and take just pieces of the show, and they think, well, if we take this away from them, and this, it'll ruin their show. No. You can't do that. You ruined the segment, but you're not going to ruin the show. That was John Londoff. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet.
And we're going to check traffic right now. Here's Timothy Weiland.
Hey, you know, I was listening to you guys with Jose on there. Can I ask you both a question, or all three of you a question?
Sure, of course.
Why did they take something that was called the pound sign and call it hashtag now?
It's that's what it becomes with the tweet.
Sign,
the pound sign becomes a hashtag.
You could say pound sign.
What does hash mean, Pion?
Well, that's what I want to know. That's to me, that's the dumbest
what
name.
Is hash?
But
hash,
I'm sure, has a meaning. I'm sure the word hash, other than meat and gravy and potatoes, has another meaning.
Or a form of...
I'm sure it's hash it out. Like...
It says here, it's a word or phrase preceded by a hash or pound sign and used to identify messages on specific topics.
Okay, but the word itself, hash, if you look up the word hash, I'll bet it has some form of... there's one definition that has something to do with communicating and not just, you know, like beef.
Come to agreement on something after lengthy and vigorous discussion.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
That's why it's called
to hash out ideas.
Oh, see,
there you are.
Guys, you did it again.
We did it
hashtag
again.
That's crazy.
That's why we're here.
All right, thanks. Boy, traffic is actually really light on the highways. We do have a little slowdown westbound 44 Hampton through McCausland, again up from Highway 94 through Highway K, and eastbound 270 looks a bit busy right at Lindbergh through New Florissant, but everything else seems to be running well. So this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new lunch combos featuring the artisan grilled chicken ciabatta sandwich go down, productivity goes up. See you tomorrow from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We're live. We're local. And now, we're one of the heavy 100 from Talkers Magazine. The top 100 talk radio personalities in America as voted by their peers. And guess who's number 84? McGraw-Milhaven.
Way to go, McGraw!
The only morning personality in St. Louis to be included.
All right, McGraw!
Congratulations to everyone on the McGraw Show. Weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you in charge of a charity event? Maybe a neighborhood festival? Maybe some construction at the house? What do all of those events have in common? Bathrooms. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. So what are you going to do? R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. If you didn't have R&R Sanitation, you wouldn't have Mardi Gras in St. Louis. You wouldn't have the Cottonville St. Patrick's Day Parade. You wouldn't have the St. Patrick's Day in Dogtown or downtown. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, means they're cleaner, longer. The only union toilet on the Missouri side of the river. Better service. They're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. And yes, Martin, if you want it on the parade route, you can get it. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-4147. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-4147. 1-800-300-4147.
Don't miss opening weekend, April 11th through the 13th, when the Cardinals host the Chicago Cubs. There are great promotions all weekend long, featuring a 2013 National League Championship Series MVP Waka bobblehead, Molina and Wainwright gold glove, and a wearable replica of the 2013 National League Champions ring. Join the fun and welcome baseball back to St. Louis on opening weekend, April 11th through the 13th, against the Cubs. Great seats still remain. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com.
Fans, this is Adam Wainwright.
9 strikeouts for Wainwright.
On Sunday, April 13th, we take on the Chicago Cubs. That day, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home a replica gold glove award that features myself and Yadier Molina. It was an honor winning the award, and now you can take home the replica gold glove award presented by Rawlings. That's Sunday, April 13th. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
And they mob Wainwright as he goes the distance tonight.
Springtime is such an interesting time in St. Louis. One day you have your heater on, the next day you have the air conditioning on. Well, let's say you've got trouble with one or the other. Who are you going to call? Can I recommend Galmish and Sons? If you have any problems with your heating or your cooling, they can give you a full Lennox system installed for $26.95. That's right, Galmish & Sons is a premier Lennox dealer, which they've earned due to their superior service and customer service. They're union craftsmen, open 24 hours a day for emergency service. But if you need a new heater, a new air conditioner, Galmish & Sons, $26.95, and that's installed. 15 years about on your AC, about that time you have to think about replacing it. Call Galmish & Sons, 314-993-1110. Galmish, Gilmishi, Gilmachetti. Doesn't matter what you call them, call them 314-993-1110 or GelmishandSons.com.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's free. STL Taxi for a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
We're great, Bill, except somebody stole a CD from us. Otherwise, we're fine.
Bunch of stinking thieves.
That Carney.
So listen, I couldn't really think of anything to talk about today. It's kind of a slow, boring news day. So yes. What I decided to do, I'm going to deliver now the jokes that I gave to you guys exactly 1 year ago today.
Beautiful.
Wow.
You ready for that? All right, 1 year ago today, this is what we were talking about.
All right.
Pope Francis met with former Pope Benedict over the weekend. The two pontiffs reportedly discussed management of the Vatican, the future of the church, and their NCAA tournament brackets.
Still current, still topical.
Yeah.
And a book written by Pope Francis coming out in May. I believe it's going to be called 50 Shades of Grace.
Still funny.
How funny a year ago.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The rover Curiosity appears to have found life that once existed on Mars. Well, it probably wasn't intelligent life, but apparently they had a Congress up there, too.
Timeless.
On Fox News, anchor Megyn Kelly announced that she's keen for two. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, and 5 minutes later, Governor Chris Christie came on and said, "Hey, you two." And finally,
he's lost good some humor. Weight, so maybe not.
Good humor is good humor, no matter when you do.
I may keep doing the old stuff.
Yeah.
Well, in a Vogue magazine interview, President Obama compared his wife to Beyonce, whereupon Mrs. Obama lip-synced, "Thank you."
Oh, I get it.
Good problem segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See you guys.
Hey, find out if John Carney would submit to a polygraph test.
Okay.
This thieving, this stealing CDs thing. This sounds like something he might do. If he's nervous or, "Well, I can't do it tomorrow," then we'll know.
Yeah.
If he goes, "Yeah, you name it, when you want me, strap me in."
Strap me in.
Yeah, he's our prime suspect at this point. When the world, I want to thank all of you who either have Window World windows in your home, or you've called them to get an estimate, or you're about to call them. I'll thank you after the fact, during the fact, and in advance of the fact, especially when you tell them you're AM and the PM. Window World is a terrific outfit. It's a franchise, but it's locally owned. Two guys own Window World in the St. Louis area. And not only is it a great window and a good solid window for $189, it's a very, very charitable company. They're real big on St. Jude Children's Hospital, and who wouldn't be? Once you learn anything about what they do at St. Jude and the fact that nobody is turned away, nobody, you don't have a dime, your kid gets treatment at St. Jude Children's Hospital. And Window World raises a lot of money for St. Jude. They're going to do it again pretty soon with another trivia night. We will give you all the details on that when we have it. For now, I think all you need to know is that if you need windows, one of them, 21 of them, 101, $189, same price as Vincent that came on the scene 10 years ago. Window World. Lifetime warranty. The only window of its kind with a good housekeeping seal of approval. You can go to windowworldstlouis.com to find out more. Playhouse coming up. Good joke. Don't go away. 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The search and rescue effort at the scene of an enormous mudslide in Oso, Washington has been hampered. The